Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, is here as he usually is to go through all of the work that he's done, his staff has done. Talkers.com is the place to go during the week and on the weekend to see what the hot hits are in talk radio, and then we review them here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So let's go through the stories and the people, Michael.
Well, here they are. These are the 10 most talked about stories on News Talk Radio this past week. At number 10, Major League Baseball action and the NFL draft. At number 9, we have the Internet sales tax. At number 8, we have the Keystone Pipeline review. We have a number 7, domestic drones issue. At number 6, we have North Korea threats. At number 5, the Bush Presidential Library was dedicated, and all the presidents turned out, at least the ones that are alive. At number 4, the sequester effects, and the old thing that'd be wild. Airline delays. Let me back up here so people can hear it over your laughter.
Yes.
Number 4, the sequester effects tied with airline delays, and they are connected. Number 3, gun control proposals. Number 2, immigration reform legislation. And number 1, the Boston Marathon bombing aftermath. And that's the story chart. The people chart, number 10, John Kerry, Chuck Hagel at 9, Jeb Bush at 8, Hillary Clinton at 7. And number 6, we have Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio tied. Number 5 is Joe Biden. Number 4, George W. Bush back on this survey. He used to be at the top of it all the time, as presidents usually are when they are presidents. And number 3, Michael Bloomberg. Number 2, Barack Obama. Rare time a president is not number 1 because the Tsarnaev brothers are at number 1.
And those are the winners of American Idol this year, right?
Yeah, exactly. American, the opposite of Idol.
Is that sacrilegious almost to say that? Do you think that that's taking something that's very serious and people think I should not make light of it?
There might be people that think that, but I, knowing you and knowing your intent, I seriously doubt you meant any harm.
No, I didn't mean any harm at all, actually. But
right.
I think that we have such serious stuff going on. People are so serious, and there's a lot of ranting and raving going on the radio. It's also interesting to see how some of the traditional lines that haven't been crossed for a while, Michael, are being crossed. I use the example of one of the Republican operatives this week. Here's once again a lesson. Remember, the microphone is always on. I'm sure you know the incident that I'm speaking about, where the operative was speaking at a college, and there was discussion that wasn't supposed to be for publication about Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and what they're doing to the future of the Republican Party, because they've been quite, they've been focused on Mr. Rubio, the senator from Florida, don't like what he's doing with the Gang of Eight to try to settle the immigration problem. So they've been attacking him, and this operative said that's the reason the Republicans are in trouble, because of guys like Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin. Is he giving them too much credit?
In some cases, yes. Not in this case. The conservative talk show hosts who have been in opposition to the Gang of Eight's immigration reform bill have actually had an impact on slowing down the progress of that bill, just as they did to a greater degree back, I believe, in 2007. Limbaugh and Levin and that whole crowd have tremendous influence when it comes to galvanizing the core right of Rubio and right of some of the Republicans today who are trying to find a compromise, trying to figure out a way to move things forward. And you know something, Doug? It's legitimate. You may agree with them or not agree with them, but it is an issue that's controversial. And in this case, these talk radio hosts have tremendous influence.
And under the circumstances, when I remember last year during the election, people said, "Wow, these guys are so important. Well, why didn't the Republicans win? Why didn't Mitt Romney win? Why don't the Republicans have a majority in the Senate?" So that's turning it around, or at least turning the screw in one bit tighter.
Well, there's certainly a huge difference between having an influence on legislation and having an influence on an individual issue and having the power to turn an election. You know, it's just a very, very different set of circumstances. It's apples and oranges. And just because somebody doesn't win or somebody loses doesn't mean that the percentages of that victory are not influenced. It's not just win and lose, although to a great extent, that's what, you know, as they say, at the end of the day, that's what counts. But the fact of the matter is that you can have tremendous influence even if you're backing the losing cause. And I just don't think that talk radio is ever treated accurately in the media and by observers of talk radio, particularly critics of talk radio, when it comes to assessing its influence and or its power. And we all know there's a difference between power and influence. Mostly we're talking about influence. Talk radio really has no power. And talk radio is diverse. Look at what we're talking about here, Doug. We're talking about conservatives criticizing conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Marco Rubio's a Republican, and Limbaugh is basically a Republican supporter.
Mm-hmm.
This is an inner Republican Party, inner conservative ideology conflict. And that, I think, stands as a tribute to the diversity in talk radio.
All right. So let's talk about something else. By the way, Michael Harrison from Talkers.com, you want to find out what's going on. And my next question is going to be sort of, I don't know if it's inside, but I think that people will find it interesting. The focus more and more on the so-called daily commentary, which I believe all the people we have previously mentioned, the Sears, Hannity, Limbaugh, and Levin, do they not produce a 60-second item that is played during the local station's morning program, let's say, or at some point during the day? A pretty common way for them to, frankly, make extra money.
I don't know if they're making extra money or it's part of the package of their syndication deal. And I don't know which, if each and every one of them do it each and every day. But, yeah, that is a technique for what's called cross-promotion, to be able to have one of your syndicated stars participate in the morning show and then through a commentary or some type of a commentary, and then promote that they're going to be on in the afternoon or the midday or the evening.
So it's a promotional tool. When people listen to it and they say, well, Rush is on in the afternoon, but I heard him in the morning and he was talking about such and such and so and so.
Correct.
So behind the scenes, how do they come up with these things? Do the hosts themselves write them? Is it just extemporaneous? Is it an extension of the programs that they do at different times of the day? What do people, what would they be
interested
in knowing?
I think it's all of the above. I think it's all of the above. There's no formula. Not every host and not every show operates the same way. I'm sure that Rush Limbaugh can do anything he wants right off the top of his head because he's so incredibly talented at what he does.
Uh-huh.
Other hosts might have to write it in advance. Other hosts might have a staff writer do it for them. And in some cases, it just might be an excerpt, a monologue, a snip from the show before, mm-hmm. From the day before.
Right.
So there's many, many ways in which it's done. There's certainly, and you know this, there's no formula as to how anything is done across the board in this business.
Yes, we can say that.
Well, people ask me questions like, what is the average salary of a talk show host?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you figure that out?
You don't.
It's like, what's the average salary of an actor?
Yeah.
You know? What's the average salary of a gambler?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, these are things that the average has no meaning whatsoever because there's such a wide range and so many different circumstances that there is no average. I mean, mathematically, there could be an average, but it has no bearing on reality.
We're talking about the perception and things going on that are part of the news talk radio world, which is our complete focus here on the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Buy details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com here, as we discuss every week at this time, the items that are on the countdown from the research done at Talkers.com. And I always encourage everybody to go over to Talkers.com to see what's going on. These charts, for example, are published at Stephen.com. There's a story every week about some important host, what's going on the air. Michael goes through the summary of the things, basically the top 10, so you can check all that out at Talkers.com. One of the things that is interesting from the story point of view, and let's face it, News Talk Radio is about stories, conversation. We if we go to a party or you're a business, whatever, you're always telling stories, the old water cooler conversation. And I thought the best opportunity for that this week was when all the presidents were together in Dallas at the Bush Library opening. Didn't you find that fascinating to look, the body language, to kind of, it's a really teachable and talkable moment, something like that, don't you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, you're dealing with mega personalities, historic figures. We don't often see them in the same context, and we don't often see them getting along, because in many cases they are or have been bitter political enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So having Barack Obama have to make a speech finding something good to say about George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush and Jimmy Carter being in the same room, being nice to each other, is kind of interesting. But these mega biographical figures, they make for great subject matter for movies, for books. They are interesting.
You never see Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter sitting next to each other or talking to each other. They just don't like, especially Jimmy Carter, doesn't like Bill Clinton. Makes it clear his body language is such. But then you look at Bill Clinton's relationship to Daddy Bush, which many people think is closer than the sons to Daddy Bush.
Well, they certainly let the bygones be bygones.
Yep.
I understand that Richard Nixon and Harry Truman were great friends in their old age.
Yeah.
Truman was much older, and they were political bitter enemies.
Oh, yeah. Gerry Ford and Jimmy Carter, and how wonderful. Jimmy Carter rode on the plane after the funeral back to his last final resting place by himself. Really, that was, I thought, very touching. Anyway, it tells a great story, and that's what we're all about here, telling great stories. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here with the overview, the hot hits this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time now on the Talk Radio Review for us to review certain elements that come out of our overview this week and every week. Michael Levine is here from LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles. And the reason that Michael is here is because he always has a great, kind of a brilliant spin on some of the stories that are on our list every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. How would you fix this problem or that problem having to do with image? And Reese Witherspoon comes to mind first this week. She and her husband are caught with literally their pants down, kind of having too much to drink on the roads in Atlanta. And then the famous quote, "Do you know who I am?" So what is she's always been thought of? I mean, you would never have thought of her as someone that would be drunk with her husband driving down the road, would you? You never, ever.
No, she has a very, very squeaky clean image, and that's what, of course, where the problem really exists. You know, this had happened to, somebody who you would expect, Lindsay Lohan, no one would have been surprised. But anyway, what I do think that Reese Witherspoon has done is handled it very well. There are four basic rules that you have to respond to. You have to act quickly. You have to act with personal responsibility. You have to act with contrition. And you have to be humble. And I think in all four of those categories, Reese Witherspoon has done very, very well. She reacted very quickly. She acted with contrition. She was humble. And she acted with personal responsibility. So I think that generally speaking, she did a very good job. I think that this crisis will be behind her sooner than later.
Next up here for consideration, the image of the five presidents at the Bush Library dedication, thinking about what they have said about each other and sometimes to each other in public. You wonder how, are we all being kidded here, all being used, because they all seem so happy to be with each other, except Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton, who are never happy to be with each other. But the rest of them, especially Clinton, Obama's had plenty to say about George Bush. George Bush, to his credit, has said nothing. I'm not a big fan of George Bush's, but the fact that everybody keeps asking him and he says nothing is something I think that he needs to get some credit for. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that George W. Bush, the son, has made a firm decision to overwhelmingly stay off the American stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that probably from a PR point of view, because he left his a tenure as a very unpopular president,
mm-hmm.
I think that was generally a good idea. History is starting to be a bit kinder to him over time, but...
well, there's a rewriting of history done at the library, it would appear. Yeah, that's but that's
well,
the exception.
It's a minute. It is like most libraries. It's a minimization
yeah.
of deficiencies
mm-hmm.
and a celebration of things that were, you know, good in mm-hmm. in the administration.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I can think of that they can celebrate in any significant way is the fact that after 9/11, America largely escaped any terrorist attack, which was hard to imagine a day after 9/11. So that was a positive. On the other hand, I don't think we have to replay history too much in too much depth to understand that there were a lot and a lot of negatives in those last 4 years,
yep.
particularly the second term.
Yep. Michael Levine here from LCO, Levine Communication Office. Also, I might ask you to check out the LBN eLert, lbnelert.com, which is a place you can get a lot of news, things that you won't see or hear covered anywhere else, done brilliantly by Michael and his staff, lbnelert.com. Michael Levine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's a new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom design cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the week ending Friday, April 26th in the focus. The number one item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing. Talk host Bill Lumet with analyst Dr. Greg Brennan. They talk about the constitutional concerns of the manhunt and capture of the suspect. A lot of people concerned about that.
Hey, I want to ask you about what happened in Boston and to get your perspective on this. It's interesting. I was watching Fox News and they wanted to basically hang this guy up by his thumbs. And then, of course, there were others who were upset because he wasn't Mirandized immediately. So he is an American citizen, the one terrorist that is alive. How does the Constitution treat that?
That's very interesting. There was a very interesting case in 1868 called the Expatriate case. It was the Supreme Court actually went after Lincoln a little bit, because when Lincoln suspended habeas corpus and did things unilaterally, suspended the Constitution for rights, they said no. The conclusion was, in the time of crises is when the Constitution is at its most valuable. We have to go back to it in those times, Bill. And that's why it's crucial to understand the true construction of the Constitution, Bill. Otherwise, it's just, you know, men's decisions or men's whims.
Now, does the Constitution apply only to citizens, or would it have applied to his brother, who was not a citizen?
Exactly. When you read Judge Paul Tom, my favorites on this, it's the natural law aspect of it is actually applies to everybody, everybody, and as humans in our country, in our care. The thing about it, though, Bill, is this: is, you know, this tragedy, this these people got to be taken care of, and the idea of, well, take care of them. I mean, bad guys got to be caught. But there is a due process. The Fourth Amendment is crucial for this. Habeas corpus goes back from the Magna Carta of 1215. We've got to stay with the rule of law. That keeps us different than everybody else.
Now, what about Miranda rights? Those are relatively new in our history. So
they're new, 1966, which is interesting. But when you look at it in detail, it's actually an articulation of natural rights in the sense of the First Amendment. We have the right to speak. We also have the right not to speak. So you think about it, it's actually the two sides of one coin. It did take that case to articulate that and make that, you know, law, but that was actually a good ruling because it did protect man's natural rights. You should not be forced to speak.
Now, there is an exception to that, though. I know that if the public's in immediate danger, yes, or something like that.
Yes, exactly. And in this kind of situation, that's what was going on. That could be an exemption, yes. In my mind, it is.
In fact, we have a selection of sort of a cross-section of talk radio callers weighing in on some of the issues in the aftermath of the bombing.
It's totally wrong to be to think of this man as an enemy combatant. I think the notion that we can take an American citizen and put him away without trial, suspending habeas corpus, is ridiculous. This is a road that we don't want to go down. This is a criminal. He should be tried in criminal court. And I think the fact that the Republicans are out in front trying to push Obama in this direction is ridiculous. He ought to resist this. There is no basis. Now, what are they going to do? Torture him while he is suspended his rights for counsel? What's the notion here? I think this is absolutely ridiculous. We got to stop this notion of eroding our rights and for the purpose of so-called being safer. This is getting to be ridiculous. Our Constitution does mean something. And to talk about suspending the rights of an American citizen is absolutely ridiculous. The drone, to talk about the drone and striking, killing Americans on American soil, which is a road that's so slippery. We cannot go down there. This is ridiculous.
I'm a Democrat, and I believe that he should be held as an enemy combatant. It was clearly an act of war with the bombs. I think the older brother had some Islamic extremist rants on the Internet. He went abroad for 6 months, probably to get training from someone. And this was an act of war, and we need to get clearly. And, you know, his mother had said the older brother had been involved in religious political stuff for 5 years, didn't know beyond that. But, you know, they had bombs. They were out to kill us. They came to this country to kill us. Enemy combatant status. We need to get the information for future attacks if they had any other people involved.
I do believe there is a word for someone who is a U.S. citizen who commits an act of war against the U.S., and it's treason, and it's punishable by death. If our U.S. government wasn't being run by a bunch of intellectual morons, maybe the guy would have already been convicted and put in front of a firing squad and shot.
I was concerned that we're still not prepared after all the incidents we've had, not only with gun shootings, that's another subject, but with the explosions. I feel that they were unprepared, that with all the police and the massive array of FBI people and whatnot, we still have this tragedy. And I think we should learn from the Israelis and take precautions in more public theaters and auditoriums.
I believe, yes. He's an enemy combatant. He needs to go to Gitmo. He needs to be waterboarded. We also, this is a huge wake-up call on a number of levels. I think that we're going to see this affect gun legislation. We're going to see it affect immigration legislation. But the question that we're curious is to why there hasn't been any talk of revoking his new U.S. citizenship and whether that would help grease the legal wheels to make it easier for him to be an enemy combatant.
This kid is a kid. He's not a kid. He's a man. He's 19 years old. He went out, murdered people, went out again the evening, shot the guy dead, the MIT guard, him and his brother, throwing bombs at police officers. I mean, he's not a child. And this is the problem with America. We are always trying to find excuses for criminals. There are a number of people dead. Many people have lost their limbs. Many people are wounded for the rest of their lives.
Up next, we shift our focus to the Marketplace Fairness Act. Oh, yeah. That's the proposed Internet sales tax, and that's next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way Rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just 10 bucks can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Political correctness went too far, as reported in New York, where some city schools had decided to stop using certain words on tests, including dinosaurs, birthdays, Halloween, and others. The idea was to avoid offending anyone at all. Birthdays are not celebrated in various religions. Halloween is considered a pagan holiday by some, and dinosaurs imply evolution to others. But officials who propose eliminating important concepts from education should first look through the lens of liberty. Then they would understand that people must be free to make up their own minds about controversial issues. We should all be free to learn about and debate such topics. That's our right as free American citizens. Refusing to mention dinosaurs doesn't make those huge bones disappear.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Welcome back to our review of the hot hits in talk radio. Doug Steffen bouncing around a bit here. We find the internet sales tax at number 9 in the countdown, but it got a lot of attention. Here's an example of that. Talk host Jonathan Rush with Kelly Nash talking about the pros and cons of having this sort of a tax on internet products.
Businesses collect sales tax on their goods, which increases the amount that you have to pay on anything that you buy. I don't care what you could be, and you could be at World Vision buying a flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could be down at Bobby Shoes buying some shoestrings. You're going to pay sales tax.
Mm-hmm. If you're in Richland County, you're paying an extra
percent. If you're an American, you know two things are for sure, tax and death. Okay? Now, if you buy something on the internet, you don't have to pay that tax. Well, that puts these people in certain states. That puts people who in business at a disadvantage. When we should be making sure that businesses, particularly small businesses, are protected every step of the way. I don't understand why Republicans, even though I understand their pledge for no taxes, nor will this, nor will that, da-da-da-da-da-da, but businesses need to be treated the same. That's what I'm saying.
You, like Rachel, like Sharpton, like all the far fringed left, have bought into this either or, it's all or nothing argument. Now, I'll let you make your case. Let me make mine.
Okay.
Because your point was, listen, they're paying the taxes here. I got all that. It makes it unfair that people can go on the internet and not pay the taxes. Why not go with the Republican idea of not charging the sales tax right here in South Carolina?
That's not a realistic opportunity.
Lower the taxes for everybody.
You and Mitt Romney are going to do away with sales tax. How about take a position that's realistic?
Well, okay. Your position is very realistic. We will jack taxes up on everybody in America effective immediately. That's your position. Why is it that it has to be all or nothing? Why can't we just say, listen, we're going to...
half tax?
Yeah.
A half tax.
Yeah, do that.
Well, how does that? They're still treating businesses unequally.
Because then it would entice local state taxes to be lowered. it would entice them. Say, hey, listen, you want to do battle with Amazon? Amazon's now going to be paying 2%, 3% tax. You're charging 6%. If your business is in such and such a state, but you can go to such and such a state, and now you're on a level playing ground with Amazon, it's no cheaper. As a matter of fact, it might be cheaper to shop from you than from Amazon in certain instances because of shipping costs and so on and so forth. People would start bringing their businesses to you because you have lowered your tax.
Talk host Joe O'Reilly with Kathy McAuliffe from Americans for Tax Reform about the $11 billion that would supposedly be raised by the proposed internet sales tax.
One of the big stories percolating this morning, internet sales tax. What you may not know is that just because you buy something on the internet, you're still liable for the tax. You're supposed to pay it, just most people don't. And local governments, if this goes through government, could see as much as $11 billion per year more in added revenue. And you say this internet sales tax bill is bad for we consumers. Tell me why.
Well, it's certainly bad. That $11 billion number that you cited is actually spread out over 46 states who have a sales tax. So it's really not that much money that states would be collecting from this anyway.
But it's money that legally we are supposed to pay, yes?
True. It's paid. Right now it's on the books as a use tax, and this would be expanding the sales tax. The major problem with that is tax collectors from other states can reach across borders and go after businesses.
Hmm. That would be quite an interesting thing to see happen. When you talk about not that much money, though, really the government, any dollar they can get, they always want to go after, don't they?
Right. Well, and there's a problem with this because the governments are required to provide software free of charge to these businesses in order for them to collect the tax. So how are the governments going to pay for this software?
Maybe they borrow against what they're going to get from the tax and pay for it that way. I mean, our governments are pretty good at spending money they don't have. Let's be honest.
Yeah, this is a very tiny fraction of the amount of money that they're thinking they're going to get, and then they're going to have to implement this program that's going to cost more than they're going to bring in.
Yeah, hey, Katie, tell me, because you're with Americans for Tax Reform, have you done any studies as to how much more people shop on the web now, and is the no-tax thing one of the reasons they do it?
You know, I'm not sure that the no-tax thing is the reason that they do it. I think people like the convenience of it, and it certainly is increasing.
Certainly is increasing. Do we have any idea to what level it's increasing?
I think it's been about 24% over the past 3 years.
So that's big time stuff. And you're talking about people that just don't want to drive to the Best Buy, so they go on the Best Buy webpage and buy it. Now, when it comes to the $11 billion, though, it surprises me that if we're legally liable for it anyway, why to this point have they not collected it?
Well, it's because consumers would have to pay it on their sales tax forms, and governments going after consumers would make them upset. In this way, New York can go after businesses in Ohio for sales tax. So you've got New York tax collectors coming into Ohio and going after businesses, imposing liens, making them subject to the New York court system, and there's nothing Ohio can do about it.
Here are a couple of talk radio callers, what they had to say about taxes on online purchases.
I oppose to it because I think our government is spending too much money on all these other little countries like Sudan and Colombia and so forth, and giving them money, and we're spending the money that we don't even have. We're borrowing the money from China and other places to raise our national deficits, and we need to stop doing this. And I don't think taxing the internet is going to work.
I don't think it's fair. Like people go in a store and they'll look at something and then they order it online where they ain't got to pay no taxes. That hurts companies, I believe. I believe everybody should have to pay their taxes for, you know, make it equal for everybody. And I hear all these people calling in talking about taxes this and taxes that. People, you got to pay. If you want services, you have to pay taxes. I don't understand people. If they don't like paying taxes, they don't pay them then. go to jail while they're, but you don't need people. I don't believe they get information right when they call in here. They've been listening too much to Fox News, I reckon. Seems like the problem is to me. Everybody wants to get a free ride. And me and my wife, we work every day and pay our taxes. We don't ask for nothing extra or nothing like everybody else.
Coming up next, we talk with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official analyst and legal authority here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman is with us once again this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to have us understand from his perspective the various issues that are in the top 10 that may have legal ramifications. Steve is the founder of Scamicide.com, a website dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. And I guess we still have a focus to a certain extent, Steve, on the number one item this week, the Boston bombing and people still giving. I wonder if there have been any of these scams that have been outed big time. We've been warning people that there's certainly a potential. Anything found?
Yeah, they have found a number of them that were phony, that were put up. And, you know, one of the things that you also have to consider is not just the fact of a phony charity, but there are some that are technically legal, but what's happening is the money that you give, a huge percentage of that ends up going to administrative fees and costs. So you have to be very, very careful. There are a couple. There's one, interestingly enough, that has Kenneth Feinberg, the guy that was administering the BP oil spill and the 9/11 fund, is doing this this one primary one that has been set up, and that probably is the best way to give.
Really?
And these people need it.
Legit.
They've got huge medical expenses.
Right. Well, it's interesting. A crowdfund, I've become a big fan of crowdfunding and helping people understand how to do it. And this has been a way, if you saw the fund that was set up less than 20, it was like 40 hours or 48 hours. There was a fund set up, I think it was on Kickstarter, for, as you've suggested, helping those people who don't have proper medical insurance, getting the sort of legs, because these things, not only are they expensive, I've heard that the prosthetic arms and legs and all them could cost a couple of $100,000.
It's so important that people not forget these victims after it kind of gets out of the news.
Yep, right. Well, anyway, the money that was collected in the Kickstarter campaign is going to be used to follow up or follow through on the care that's needed for a lot of these people that had to have limbs replaced. It just shows you how quickly something like that can gain traction. Another item this week, the Internet sales tax proposal. Man, this came from left field. You know, all of a sudden people are going to have to pay $11 billion more for something that they didn't have to pay for before. Is this a Supreme Court case?
Probably not, because this is the kind of thing that when the Internet first came in, the issue came up about sales tax. And frankly, the sales would be subject to sales tax. There was special legislation to allow these sales not to be subject to sales tax for a couple of reasons. One, they were trying to figure out the legalities of where is the sale occurring, where should the tax be assessed.
Yeah.
Right now, the law is that there is a sales tax if the company from whom you're ordering online has a brick-and-mortar place in your state. But it also was a way to help the Internet and Internet sales get going. Now, after years of complaints by the regular brick-and-mortar stores who are competing with this, with these companies, they said, you know, it's about time. The Internet is established. We have to pay sales, have to have the sales taxes. We lose customers to online sales. Let's make it a level playing field. So there's going to be a lot of money involved in regard to the lobbying for this, but I think ultimately it's going to happen. The government sees this as a great source of revenue, and frankly, the law is on this side.
Okay, so what do they do? Is there a prescription, or is this, well, we've got all this extra money, we better figure out how to spend it, that sort of thing? Well, I mean, think about it. Look at the, here's another issue this week. The FAA screwing around, the Department of Transportation screwing around under that Nudnik LaHood. These people, we haven't got enough money, we can't do this. And then they find $253 million that is underneath a table somewhere. So the average taxpayer is now getting wise, hopefully, to all the money. And you hear we've got to have tax increases, we need more money, we have a big deficit. But yet there are hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars laying around not being used.
A supreme audit really should be done, because there is ample money within the federal budgets to be able to meet these things. And like you say, it's funny when finally the emergency comes up, oh, guess what? We just found something. The waste is extraordinary. The waste in Medicare is a very, very important program. It needs some reforming. And frankly, if they just put an effort into stopping some of the fraud, they would have ample money from the hundreds of millions of dollars they lose on that to fund the program. So, it is a matter of sometimes it's like giving more drugs to the drug addict. The taxes, there's money there.
Yep, there certainly is. And we're the ones who are getting in the neck, if you will. All right, so the overview to a number of things from our countdown list this week, thanks to attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's written a book called 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in a Digital Age. You can get that at thescamicide.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.